This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my SAIL Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America, as well as around the world via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working out there in the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road truck drivers, thank you so very much for the great job you're doing. And we also want to remind you that you can follow us on Facebook by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter, the same way. And we're on Twitter as at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can always check out our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. And if you can't hear us any other way than by a stream, and maybe you're listening on one of the commercial streams that carries the program, you should be listening to my website, because on the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com, we have the actual live satellite stream, the one that goes from my station right here in Tampa to the satellite, and then comes out through the syndicator to all the stations. And that's the one that the signal does not drop on. So you don't have that problem sometimes with iHeart going down or whoever else it is that you're listening on. So I'm just saying that's for you to know. All right. Well, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God. And don't forget, our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. That's why we do that. Now, Kyle, I just got an email here from the show, from the website, the radio show website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. This is from Monica. Let me see. I'm not sure what this is. She says, love your show. Learned by a business owner that many have now received some of their cargo that's been sitting for weeks over water. When opened, the containers were covered in mold, as were the contents, such as furniture, carpets, etc. Well, I'm not surprised. That is salt water.
Well, it sure is. And they've been sitting in those containers a lot longer, shall we say, than would ever have been anticipated.
Right.
So, obviously, they may have received their merchandise, but it's not sellable at that point. And so now we have an insurance issue that's going to really
crop
up here. Yeah.
You bet. This is going to mean insurance big time. When the containers are sealed, they're not going to open that container until it gets to where it's going, and then they're going to find what they're going to find, and that's disgusting. But I'm not surprised. Why am I not surprised?
No, well, exactly right. It's just another unfortunate wrinkle here that's going to mean that even though something made it to its destination, it's maybe not usable, and that means that especially for Christmas shopping, holiday time, and so forth, it's still going to be a no-go.
All right. Well, we've got Todd in Tampa on the telephone, so we're going to give him 60 seconds. Let me find my clock here. Where's my clock? Okay. 60 seconds from right now. Go.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Jen Pazansky, sit down. I'm going to do the press briefing today. I'd like to thank all the communist socialist Marxists on the Chinese payroll. There's Jim Acosta over there trying to shout me down over here. I see you, Jim, acting the fool when Trump was president, but you don't do nothing when Joe Biden is here. Oh, I see Mr. Bernstein over here writing about how Joe Biden is incompetent and how Zuckerberg wrote paid $419 million to buy the and steal the election. I see him here today. Oh, thank you, Mr. Bernstein. I'd like to see the rest of you clowns over here, all you Trump haters. Yeah. Now, how's your gas prices to the African-American community? How's your gas prices, huh? Joe Biden's doing a great job. How about these illegals coming in? Here's the Supreme Crooks not telling you that the Constitution allows for you not to have a mandate, but they're going to abstain like they did on Election Day, okay? Everybody's on the Chinese payroll. Do you see these clowns behind me? 438 House members want to borrow $3.5 trillion from the enemy China and take more than interest that you and your kids and your wife can't afford, and then the 197 senators want to sell you out too. I'm going to say something to you. If your House member or senator votes to give Joe Biden, who's incompetent and illiterate and can't do anything, $1, you should never vote for a Democrat again. Anybody in Virginia who votes for McCulley blackface, you're an idiot. You're a disgrace. Every person, every woman, every man, every child should be voting Republican because they're a trillion times better. Donald Trump is a trillion times better than this clown who makes excuses for you in the White House every day and sells you out while they're lying there.
Okay.
The missionaries in Haiti? You don't give us our missionaries back? We're not giving you a dime and we'll annihilate you. How about that? Where's the toughness from America?
Okay.
Okay? We don't negotiate with hostages, okay?
Thank you. Give us
our people back. We stand with America. We stand up for our Constitution and we stand for the American
Thank you. And
our Lord and Savior. Let's get to work and save the country.
All right. And by the way, they want $17 million for the 17 hostages and the kids that are involved there.
Yes, that's what we understand, and so obviously the United States will work very hard to get them back, but the situation doesn't look good right now. It's a very, very volatile situation.
Right, and the other thing is George the Godfather just chimed in. Good morning, George.
Good morning, George. Yes.
Yep, the Godfather. You gotta be good to him, or else you're going to get in trouble. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, you're coming right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to give you the phone number again. Here we go.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce. Heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, thank you very much, Frank. And you hear Frank's on the program Monday and Friday, hour number 4, and we appreciate him very much. UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there and check out his website, just like Kyle, KyleWarrenShow.com, for more there. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by, again, our friends at MyPillow.com. Don't forget about them, because if you're looking to have yourself a good Christmas and you want to give something that's made in America from a truly conservative company, a Christian organization, Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com is the place to go. Now, you go over there and you'll see a lot of the products on the homepage. And you'll see the products that have a price on them. And it'll say with promo code, but there won't be any promo code. I've got the promo code. It's one word. Captain. Captain at MyPillow.com. You can take advantage of everything they got over there. Now, if you want to get even more savings, you click on the Radio Listener Specials page. That opens up a page to where you'll get at least 24 items, maybe more, but at least 24 items that are insanely reduced in price, even lower than what's on the homepage that you looked at. Different items, better prices. So, promo code CAPTAIN gets you in that one. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN on anything you see there. And if you want to call them instead of working on the Internet, you can do that too. The number is 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. One more time, 1-800-641-5459, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN, phone number 800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Moving right along, we were being told by the Federalist Joy Pullman, who shared a theory that she's picked up from some doctors and psychologists, that being woke is a sign, are you ready for it?
Yeah.
Of mental illness.
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems that the whole woke-ism, as it were, kind of has to twist people, number one, into a pretzel, first of all, and then you really kind of have to work at it. Now, this doesn't go... See, you have a lot of people who have been liberal-minded, quote-unquote, over the years, and a lot of times people, they have a lot of compassion. I think conservatives have a lot of compassion for their fellow human being and this kind of thing, but the wokeism seems to be something different, something that you really have to, that sort of takes over, and it becomes very, very taxing, I think, on people's psyches to maintain it.
Now, Pete Buttigieg, who we like to call Butthead, when he took over, was appointed Secretary of Transportation. Do you know what his favorability rating was on that day?
Well, it's low, I know.
No, on that day.
Oh, on that day. I don't know exactly what it was, but I would expect it would have been fairly, fairly good.
69% when he got confirmed. Do you know what it is today?
It's like not even 40.
It's 37%.
Yeah.
It's 37%. So, folks, he's lost 32% favorability because the guy can't do the job.
Well, and again, it just goes to show, I think, you know, I don't know that his experience, now, can you imagine if he had got the nomination and won the presidency, I mean, what kind of position we'd be in. But yes, and also, he said, you know, tried to say the other day that the big supply chain problem is really it's a result of Biden's successes. I mean,
yeah.
At that point, just, you know, and just play the music, it shows over, it's time to go home,
yeah.
Pete Buttigieg.
Okay, let's go over to Bagamon Bob. He's on the line. He's always got good questions. So, Bagamon Bob, what's your question?
Yes, sir, a little more of a statement, I guess. They're all worried about these hypersonic weapons. And the only way that we could have possibly beat them is with a directed energy like a laser. And we don't really need, I don't think, to develop all of our own hypersonics because we already have over 1,000 strategic weapons. And unless there's some reason to believe that our present ones wouldn't do the job. And one last thing on this woke thing, I think a lot of people are so crazy about being woke is the fact that they're really just patting themselves on the back and trying to say how good a person they are. All right, that's it, Captain.
A woke good person. There's one for you, Kyle.
Well, yeah, but, you know, even so, so-called wokeism, right, it's actually designed to, you know, you have to...
To disrupt things and drive people apart.
Well, sure, that's right, by canceling, mm-hmm. by saying, oh, you can't watch that movie anymore, oh, you can't hear that song on the Rolling Stones tour mm-hmm. anymore, and so on and so forth. And so they're going to tell you what you can and can't even think about. That's big time.
Yeah, and that's what the wokeism is all about, so... there you go. Now, moving along, Diana Shaw is the acting inspector general of state at the State Department. Now, she told Congress that her office was launching several oversight projects related to the end of the U.S. military and diplomatic missions in Afghanistan. And to that, I say, go get 'em, sister.
Well, you know what, Captain? They've got to be quaking in their boots, at least a little tiny bit at this point, because the Inspector General at State is not a political office, basically, or not a political appointee. So the very fact that we're going to hear, you know, that's what, you know, they're talking all about January 6th and all this kind of stuff. Well, what about the Afghanistan withdrawal? What are the cold, hard facts about that? The American people seem to have already sort of made up their mind about the severity of what happened. Can you imagine when they get even more information about what happened?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be devastating.
Now, Stacey Abrams was in Georgia, of course, she was in Virginia campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, right?
Right.
Now, Democrats forget that they're supposed to hate this sort of thing because this is getting old, but Stacey Abrams once again made the claim that she was the duly elected governor of Georgia while campaigning for Terry McAuliffe, and he jumped right on that thing and said, "Oh yeah, she."
So wait a minute. So we got to get this straight. She thinks that she won the election, but somehow it was stolen from her.
Correct.
Well, interesting.
Correct.
So well, from her point of view, all that, and she's never conceded the election either, is from what I understand.
No.
But this is so ironic, to say the least. But that's her claim to fame. Her claim to fame is she was denied being governor. Well, probably because she lost.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Now, Vice President Harris, haven't heard a lot of from her, have you, the past 3 days?
Not really. Nope.
Well, I know why.
Why is that?
She hopped on a private jet and flew across country so she could cry about climate change, and she bragged about being on a private jet that flew across country and burned up a bunch of fuel, and she had left a carbon track behind her.
You know, are they ever going to learn how these optics look? I mean,
they don't care.
I was just going to say, they don't care. They don't care, but they're willing to go and preach to you and me and all the listeners and tell us how we're bad because we have a lawnmower, right?
Yeah, and they outlawed gasoline lawnmowers in your state.
That's right.
What the hell?
That's right. I mean, this is it just goes on and on from there. But unfortunately, that's the state of affairs in California. But right, I mean, if they wanted to really, in other words, be the example. Be the example, Kamala, that you want everybody else to be. That will fall on deaf ears, by the way.
Well, I can't believe that they want everybody. Now, these commercial lawn services, right?
Yep.
They want them to have electric lawnmowers.
Well, that's exactly right.
Including
the riding ones. So the governor has said, well, they're going to put aside some $30 million to help these commercial lawn services. And there's some pretty big companies that do pretty big landscaping maintenance throughout the state and all over the place. And they have a very a tight budget, of course, and so forth. But can you imagine if everything had to be electric, chainsaws, riding lawnmowers, every single piece of equipment? Where's the power grid that they're going to have to install just for their company to charge all the batteries to work all day long? Because there have to be multiple batteries, no doubt. Where are they going to get those electricity, Captain?
Good question.
Yep.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break, and folks, we're coming right back after the break. More on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got more coming your way, and Kyle is going to take us to break.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
We never treated President Bush the way they treat President Obama. It's no use whining about it. We just have to get people out to vote.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses, apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the USA. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine is keeping kids out of hospitals. That's according to a new CDC study that looked at 460 children between ages 12 and 18, finding the vaccine was 93% effective. Pfizer's vaccine is being distributed to kids 12 and older, as the vaccine is still being tested out on younger kids. Some FBI agents are getting overnight duty. They're swarming two homes of a Russian oligarch
dark in New York City and Washington, D.C. The FBI not saying anything about this, but witnesses say they've seen agents taking boxes from the home in New York. A spokesperson for Oleg Deripaska says the homes belong to his relatives, and it's in relation to U.S. sanctions. Tuesday was a good day for investors on Wall Street with all three indexes up, and this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now. Book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me.
The professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, I think I just might, Mr. Kyle. By the way, if you ever need to have some help saving money on car insurance, contact your local GEICO office, your agent, or go to the website, GEICO.com. You'll get the great rates you've come to expect from GEICO, all with a personal touch that only your local agent can provide you. And they'll help to make sure that you receive all the discounts and special benefits that you deserve. Now, the great thing about it is if you've got a car or a truck, you can get a rate for them. They'll give you a rate right over the phone or right off the website, and it'll probably save you money right off the bat. Now, that's number one. Number two, if you've got a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, that can help you save money too. But the big enchilada here where you save the most money is if you own a home or have an apartment, rent an apartment, or maybe you have a condo, either own or rent. Either way, you bundle that together with your vehicle, your motor vehicle, and you'll find out how much money you're going to save. It's quite a bit of money. And it's strongly recommended by yours truly that you try to do something like that because it saved me money over the past years. And GEICO has been a very good company to me when I've needed to have them. They've been right there. And by the way, I was thinking about it because it took me through some storms. We had some hurricanes down here, and I did have some minor damage from tree limbs that fell on my vehicle. And we had a tree come down at one time and actually landed on the back room of the house that we were living in down in Sarasota.
So that was taken care of. And then, of course, my shed blew away. Many of you remember that. It went out. It went out in the Gulf of, Tampa Bay and sunk. And that was it. We never found it again. But anyway, Geico, GEICO.com, GEICO.com. Go over there and see how much money you can save. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back once again. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Southwest Airlines backed off their plan to put unvaccinated employees on unpaid leave, and it looks like they're backing off the COVID shots altogether.
Yeah, it does. And now that this has happened, I think we can have a little levity about this. It looks like, Captain, did the weather cause them to back off the vaccine mandate? Because that's what we were told the other day. It was all about the weather, and it wasn't about the pilots.
I believe this was about what happens to the bottom line when you lose a bunch of flights again, when they walk off and you don't have the work, they don't have the people to do it, so you have to ground a bunch of planes, and I don't think Southwest is in a position, as is any airline, to sit there and have a bunch of flights canceled.
Well, that's exactly right. Now, even so, we have other big companies like UPS and Disney. They're also, I think, talking to the White House about the vaccine mandates because they're worried that labor issues could get worse as a result of this. And so it's interesting how this is kind of starting to play out. It's not that people want to be reckless or they don't want to be safe or they fundamentally disagree with the idea of a vaccine. It's the mandates and the message that it sends, just like we talked about with In-N-Out Burger. I mean, it's hard to put people in bad positions where they're going to get into some kind of trouble, you know, perhaps from unruly people or in the way that things are going these days.
Speaking of bad positions and people, Janet Yellen, the IRS secretary, right?
Right, right.
She has now backed off the $600 gonna report every $600 thing, and we're gonna check on it, we're gonna this, we're gonna that, and she's gone back to the original method that's there, the $10,000 reporting if you move $10,000 around, and that's so much for her and the IRS snooping. It's going to remain the same way that it was because there was such a blowback about that.
Oh, man, backlash is not even a big enough word, it seems.
Explosion.
Well, sure. And, well, of course, yeah. So they're now going to push the idea of the 10,000. Some people think it should be really more like 50,000 in terms of what's coming in and out of these bank accounts. But most people's bank account deposits are going to somehow track with their W-2, their wages, basically.
Yeah.
So they're looking to see if people are getting big deposits or this kind of stuff.
Sure.
And they're trying to track it under the guise of finding tax cheats. But really, Captain, I think that this original $600 was an insult.
A lot of people have Social Security and then they have a pension. Okay. If you had Social Security, that was going to be a red flag. You know, oh, they got whatever they got. And if you got, because it's more than 600, and if you had a pension that was more than 600, and many of them are, you got that in there too, depositing your account. There was a double whammy. It was not going to be, well, my goodness, look at this. There's $780, and we need to get 18% or 28% of that, and that's our share.
Right.
I'm talking about the government.
Well, exactly. And of course, you know, they're still spinning this yarn about we're not going to tax anybody under $400,000.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but this whole plan, I think, was there in order to try to make sure that they're getting every single last penny that they can try to get in order to pay for the programs that don't cost anything, I guess. But it's the idea of being able to really stick it to the American people, and the American people are not having it.
And the House GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, has predicted that there will be more House Democrats that will retire ahead of the midterms. In other words, they'll retire before the midterms come.
Well, that's right. And either they may simply want to retire, or again, just like Belshazzar in the Old Testament, they see the handwriting on the wall.
Yeah. We also have the Virginia Democratic gubernatorial candidate, Terry McAuliffe, who cut short an interview yesterday and berated the reporter who asked him a tough question that McAuliffe didn't like.
Well, because the reporter was asking him about crime. He was asking him about critical race theory and all this stuff.
Yep.
And so now the television station had given 20 minutes to each candidate in order to be fair. And so they even made a statement on their broadcast saying, you will notice if you go to our website, et cetera, that the interview with Terry McAuliffe is significantly shorter than the other one. And
because he got up and left.
Because he got up and left. And Ben seemed to say, well, I gave you a lot of extra time, and you should have asked questions that people want to know the answer to. Well, the reporter said, we did. We were. And to his credit. And it was just questions that Terry McAuliffe didn't want to talk about.
Yeah, and we also had an incident where the January 6th committee took a vote, and of course they're run by the Democrats. They took a vote, and they recommended that Steve Bannon, is going to get a criminal contempt citation, where they're referring him for criminal charges for not testifying per the subpoena they sent him.
Well, Captain, I guess we're supposed to live in a world where when the Biden administration people simply say, no, that's not executive privilege, we're just supposed to take it at face value, but that's not the way our system works. If the former president's invoking executive privilege, that seems to be something that needs to be litigated as opposed to suddenly they come in with this very heavy-handed thing. And I'll just say this, fast forward a couple of years, if the Republicans are investigating Afghanistan and other Biden administration things, guess who's going to start claiming executive privilege pretty fast out of the gate?
Joe Biden.
That's going to happen. So it won't be so cut and dried at that point for them.
Well, turnaround's fair play now, isn't it?
Yep. Well, exactly. But this is why the thing, again, we're just supposed to throw stuff out of the window because it has, in terms of constitutional rights, executive privilege, this kind of stuff, just because it has to do with Trump. And that's where they think that they're winning, but they're not.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely spot on correct there with that one. And, of course, folks, the Captain's America Third Watch is a six-day-a-week program. And, of course, we're going to be coming back here very shortly with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, where we took a look at the weather. But I'm going to throw this out there right now. Futures on oil up to $95 a barrel. They're going to get their 100. They're going to get their 100. That's what Iran wants. And West Texas crude, 82.96. Brent crude, 85.08. And the wholesale price of gasoline at the refinery is 2.48. Wholesale price of diesel at the refinery, 2.56. That's per gallon. And that's right there at the refinery before they get it moved on over to you. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch is coming right back with more. Don't go anywhere. We shall return on this here Radio Station.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Your hands to yourself. And keep your hands to yourself.
It's the Georgia Satellites. Keep your hands to yourself. What do you think, Kyle?
I like that one. That really moves. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that kind of keeps the beat going. All right. Well, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, folks, is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Don't forget, pull on in there. Take advantage of what they have to offer. You won't be disappointed. I guarantee it. And, of course, tell them the captain sent you, and a lot of places will give you a cup of coffee. Now, not all of them, I hear, because I guess it's up to the individual manager, but I certainly know our friends up in Jackson, Georgia on I-75 right now, just south of Atlanta. You pull in there, you tell them the captain sent you, you are going to get a cup of coffee, and we thank you guys and gals up here that got the radio on in Jackson, Georgia. They also had the radio on in Valdosta listening to us, Kyle.
Very nice. Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Now, take it away. What's going on out west?
All right. Well, Captain, of course, we've had the storms come through, especially through the west area in terms of Nevada, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming. So we still have the snow in the mountains, obviously. We got some specific winter storm warnings to tell you about. This one near Casper, Wyoming. Winter weather advisory north up towards Gillette. That's going across I-90 and also a little south of Casper, Wyoming. As well, winter weather advisories. Then we've got wind advisories in southern Oregon near Lakeview, Highway 395. But we also have the system now coming into the Pacific Northwest. This is going to include Seattle, Portland, and also parts of Northern California as well. And our friend Richard the Marine there on the Oregon coast with a gale warning and low temperatures tonight, stormy weather for our friend Richard tonight. So hunker down, Richard. And then also, we've got lake wind advisory around Reno. So if you're coming across I-80 there, heading towards Sacramento, for example, if you have a high-profile vehicle, be very careful with that. Cold temperatures persist, Captain, throughout the West. And for our friends at the Flying J in Salt Lake City, right now they're reading 39 degrees.
Ooh.
Yep.
Ooh. All right. Wow. Okay. Yeah, that'll get your blood blowing or flowing. All right, here we go. Let's take a look. We do have a little bit of that chilly weather and a little bit of winter weather mixed into it. Southwestern corner of South Dakota to include Rapid City. And then the northwestern corner of Nebraska. It's been there all week long. Cold weather and a little blustery stuff, maybe a little white stuff every now and then in the air, too. So there you go. So keep in mind that's going to happen. Now, up the eastern seaboard, we do have some waves and some rip currents involved right now all the way down to Long Island, down towards the northern part of Jersey, and all the way up to Cape Cod. That's there because of a system that's offshore probably 100 miles or so that is moving away, but it's got things riled up on the East Coast. Now, also, down here in Florida, over between, Daytona and Lake Okeechobee, West Palm, that area, we do have some scattered rain there in the area. Now, we also, along Texas right now in the last hour, have picked up a little fog. And that fog is going to bring you up from the Mexican border down there at McAllen and run pretty much along the coastline all the way up towards Galveston. And then you'll have a little bit of it again when you get up towards Houston, so be advised of that. Okay, Mr. Kyle, the pilot, the Flying J, you've been there. What do you think?
Well, you know what? When you pull into the Pilot or Flying J, first of all, you're going to find some great food to eat. You're also going to be able to get your supplies. Also, of course, fuel, of course. And when you go there, folks, don't forget, join the Drivers Club. You can also download the My Rewards Plus app. Go to pilotflyingj.com to find out how to download that. You can also track your points, get other offers as well. You won't be sorry, because this is a great way to interact with Pilot and Flying J for all of your points and all of your rewards.
You betcha. Okay, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody. And go over there to his website, KyleWarrenShow.com, to find out more. All right, and joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's the word FoundersCode.com, we have none other than Denise Simon, and good morning.
Morning.
Plane loads of underage migrants, but they're not all underage from what I've seen in the videos, are being flown secretly into suburban New York in an effort by President Biden's administration to quietly resettle them across the region. Now, it's not just New York where they're going. I understand we've had a few flights that have gotten our governor upset here in Florida.
Yeah, we had some flights into Tallahassee.
Okay, so what's going on here?
Well, they got to move them. They got to...
Why so secret?
Well, that's it. And isn't it interesting that all the caregivers or sponsors or families happen to be in just, you know, two or three cities? Isn't that fascinating?
Yeah. But I do know the churches are involved in a lot of this, certain churches.
Catholic churches, always.
Yeah. And
some Methodists, but mostly Catholics.
Right, right. And so that they're going where the Catholics have availability to put the people up, I guess, right?
Yeah, there's a youth detention facility or some kind of a, I think I know which one it is, by the way, not too far from I-75 in Florida, where they're going in Tallahassee.
Okay.
Which I find kind of interesting because, I mean, why would we have to put them in some kind of another holding center or detention center if they automatically have their family members have been located or their sponsors have shown up to pick them up? So something's kind of wrong here.
Well, I keep wondering about whether or not they've been fully vaccinated, and because they keep talking about, you know.
Nah.
Okay, because the mayor of Seattle yesterday said, well, we want the people to know that when they call up 911, they're going to be getting a law enforcement officer responding to the call that's fully vaccinated. You think they care about that?
All right.
If you're being beat up or shot or robbed, they don't care if you've been vaccinated or not. Just get your butt over here.
Well, that's what a responder does.
Correct. And, I mean, this is these politicians, these Democratic politicians that are playing politics with this stuff. I mean, you can see through it. And why the other people aren't doing that is totally beyond me. Are they that far gone?
Are you asking them?
I'm asking you, are these people that far gone that we can't ever get them back again because of something called common sense?
Yeah, I mean, listen to Jen Psaki. She says that 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 4 o'clock in the morning is not the middle of the night. It's early point.
Yeah, I hear that. All right, hold on. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and we're going to let Kathy take us to the top of the hour. Have at it, kiddo.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.